Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. Today on the show, Devotchka. Their new album is called This Night Falls Forever. And as you can hear right now, nobody sounds quite like them. Devotchka has a sousaphone, accordion, theremin, violin, and the striking voice of bandleader Nick Jurata. Oh, my love. Believe it or not, it took Nick a while to discover that he had pipes.
Well, I was pretty bad at it for a long time. I always wanted to be a singer ever since high school, and I would try out for all these bands, and then, you know, and they'd be like, maybe next time, you know. So it just took me a long time to have the courage to sing.
Devotchka formed in the late 90s in Denver, and they've released a handful of really charming albums. Their music has been in films, too. You might remember the 2006 movie Little Miss Sunshine. They did the score. We will hear that story. And they will perform live music. I'll talk to Nick Jurata in just a moment, but first, here is a recording of Devotchka live on stage at World Cafe with their song Straight Shot.
Through my mind, right back to the good times.
Live on stage, recorded just a little bit earlier today. That is Devotchka with the opening song off their new record called This Night Falls Forever. And what a performance and what an opening song on a record. I'm here with bandleader Nick Urata. Welcome back to World Cafe.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, you sound amazing on that song.
Oh, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I love that song as an opening lyric to a record. I love the first line of it. It is so evocative. I can draw a straight line through my mind right back to the good times.
I'm glad you picked up on it.
Yeah, for sure. What are the good times that you're drawing a straight line back to?
I think it was kind of a common occurrence, especially, I don't know, when you get to a certain point, especially, you know, with everything that's going on today, I'm finding, you know, sort of a universal theme where you, you just want to escape. And the past always has a way of, you know, glamorizing itself and hiding the pain that you're actually feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's always more romantic when you're looking in the rearview mirror for some reason. So I think that was a big part of it. And the whole song continues on to be just sort of this sentimental romp through the highways and byways of my youth.
Of your youth?
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you're mining?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt I was drifting back there a lot.
Well, yeah.
I think I've always kind of drifted back to there because that's where good songs come from, you know, early romance, your first teenage romance.
Hmm.
I think that's where most music comes from.
Really?
I think that's where it comes from.
You think so? Those significant events that happen and then they stay with you?
Yeah, they stay with you and they shape who you are. And I kept drifting back there. And I also just remember that time of music never sounding so amazing and everything is so huge. And it all comes down to, you know, one night.
Hmm.
And that's kind of where the album title came from, because it's one of those nights that'll just fall forever, you know.
Oh, sweet. So Falls Forever is in, like, I can see it sort of raining in your mind and a place that you can go back to, I guess.
Yeah, you're never really prepared for those events that mm-hmm. happen in your life, but yet you prepare for them your whole life, and then when they happen, you know, you don't realize that it's going to change the course of your journey.
This Night Falls Forever is the new record by Devotchka. They're here performing live at World Cafe, and I'm talking to bandleader, lead singer Nick Urata. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your neighborhood growing up.
Well, I grew up in a huge family and a very Italian family. And there was a lot of musicians in the family. So the pathway was always encouraged and I was always drawn to it. And it took me a long time to have the courage to sing. So
really?
Yeah.
Like how long?
Well, I was pretty bad at it for a long time. I always wanted to be a singer ever
yeah.
since high school, and I'd try out for all these bands, and then, you know, and they'd be like, eh, maybe next time, you know. So it just took me a while to develop the skills, you know, like anything. I was more of an instrumentalist
mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, so.
So, but listen, there had to be some classical or Eastern European influence, or maybe it's the Italian thing. Maybe it's accordion when you were growing up or something like that, that shaped the kind of music that we love Devotchka for. Like, was there a person or a composer or a family member that was really important to that part of your sound?
Yeah, it was my grandparents, and my grandfather was a professional musician when he was young. And
what did he play?
He played the trombone and the violin.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was a band leader.
Is he from Italy?
He grew up in New York
okay.
as well. Yeah, in the Bronx.
So did you know him when you were a kid?
Yeah, he was my hero. That's who I'm named after.
Really? Oh, isn't that
yeah.
sweet? So what, like, tell me about some of the time that you would have spent together. Like, would you have played music with him when you were a kid?
He was basically, he was pretty retired at that point. He was, you know, he was old, and but still had a love and a passion for it, and kind of guided me through the path of being a musician and staying true to it.
Yeah.
And they exposed me to the accordion at a young age, and I remember just being mesmerized by it. And you know, fast forward, it definitely was not popular for the period that I was growing up, and then I was playing in bands and just starting to write songs and stuff, and I was sort of drifting and searching for who was I, who am I as a musician? You know, I need to find something that that lights my fire. So I kept I kept gravitating towards all this Eastern European and stuff and accordion music just because it reminded me who I was, and it kind of lit a fire in me. And then I found, and as a result of that, I wanted to set out that there seemed to be this formula of two guitars, drums, and bass in a band, and I wanted to go as far away from that as possible. So it took me a while, and that's how I met the individual members of Devotchka, because they play all these exotic instruments, and they had the same sort of gravitational pull towards this more exotic sound that might be from distant shores or from our distant roots, you know? But, you know, we realized being early on that we weren't going to try and do it traditionally, you know, because we're never going to be good enough to play it straight. Mm-hmm. So we just used it as a stepping off point, and it sort of became our fallback. Every band kind of has a fallback style, I think, you know, like some bands fall back on funk, some bands fall back on blues. I don't know. We just always fell back on polkas. We noticed early on by using the accordion and tuba, you know, like when you're starting out in the band, it's not like it was today. You know, we were playing in coffee shops and at hostile parties in basements and, you know, ridiculous art galleries, and the audience is not always on your side. And we quickly noticed that when we busted out the accordion and the tuba and had a little polka party, we broke down barriers and we made friends everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say that the first experience that I had with your band is I was 18, and we stumbled. I was living in Toronto, where I'm from, and a friend of mine and I were trying to go see her cousin play, but we went to the wrong venue, and we truly stumbled into, I think it might have been Lula Lounge or something like that in Toronto's West End, and saw you guys with the accordion and with the tuba, and I think your tuba player played on the, I think she lay down on her back and played on the floor. Is that a true thing that I'm remembering that correctly, right?
I think so, yeah. That definitely sounds like an early Devotchka gig.
And I remember seeing that and being like, I'm in a place that I want to be. And then the other thing that happened, which is sort of what you're saying happened to you in creating this band, is that I'm like, I have Eastern European family, and I never thought that the music of our traditions, like especially klezmer, like, you know, was cool. And then I saw what you were doing, and I was like, why do I think that this is cool? But this is also reminding me of who I am, and it's cool. And I don't know, that was just a really wonderful moment that Devotchka provided for me, so thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, you just sort of illuminated the other side of what I was just talking about. That's great. And people did always just stumble on us. Not like people heard about us and came to see us. They just stumbled in, and we ignited something that was also igniting ourselves, and that's why we were able to keep going.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And then I actually remember seeing Little Miss Sunshine and thinking, why do I feel like this is familiar? And then looking up who it was, and it was you, and I was like, I saw them in like a what felt like a basement, and their tuba player was on her back playing. And yeah, you just, it's a really magical thing that you have, so job done.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. For sure. Another incredibly unique instrument that you bring to the fold that we're going to hear you play for us today is the theremin, right?
Yes.
So tell me about the expression that you just made when I said theremin, because I feel like everybody who plays theremin probably has this experience where people are like, dance, monkey, dance, like play me the theremin, because this is such a crazy thing. What's your relationship to the theremin?
Well, I've always been fascinated with it. I think I first heard about it from Bernard Herrmann. I think he was the first one to use it. He's a famous soundtrack composer that did all Alfred Hitchcock's movies.
Cool.
And I think the story is he got his first gig on The Day the Earth Stood Still, which was not a Hitchcock film, but it's a famous film about an alien invasion. Uh-huh. And he was also an amateur theremin enthusiast, and he saw his chance to use this thing, and it kind of reinvented the instrument somewhat, unfortunately, because everyone associates it with that scary movie sound for years, but he did keep it alive. And then
I'm just, not to play stereotypes, but I want to play a little bit of that soundtrack just so people can get that in their heads from The Day the Earth Stood Still. Is that the name of that's the name of the film?
Yeah.
There you go. That's a little bit of theremin sound. Okay, so this is the first electronic instrument, and it's this rod, and you move closer or further away from it, and you're making the sound without touching it. It's hard to play.
It is, and I've tortured many roommates and girlfriends with my education in the theremin.
I'm sure.
It's the thing about the theremin is every time you turn it on, it's in a little different spot. So it's not like a guitar where you can pick up. But that's the great thing about it, is it's totally, there's no frets, there's no keys, it's just air.
Okay, well, we're going to hear you play it on the next live song that we're going to go to your performance of from earlier today at World Cafe. It's Breakup Song that you play the theremin on, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk about this song, but maybe we'll listen to it first. We'll listen out for the theremin, and then we'll talk about it after.
When she wakes up, I'm gonna break up with that girl of mine. She's been spending all my money, all of my spend. I've put up with a lie, but now she's crossed the line. When she wakes up, I'm gonna break up with that girl of that don't ever let me sleep, like 100 years of promises that she don't ever keep. I'm gonna go somewhere that's pretty, where the space to rent is cheap. Oh, I'm gonna move out of this city that don't ever let me sleep. Sometimes all you need is a change of I'm gonna break them with that girl of mine. She's been spending all my money, all of my spare time. I put up with it all, but now she's crossed the line. Oh, when she wakes up, I'm gonna break her with that girl of mine. Oh, when she wakes up, I think I'm gonna break up with that girl of mine.
Live on stage earlier today, performing for World Cafe, that's Devotchka with Breakup Song from their new record called This Night Falls Forever. So before, we were talking about the theremin and how you got introduced to it, and it was through film, and scoring films, I know, is a big part of your creative career. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. Like, how did you get into scoring for film?
Well, I was always in love with it. I met these guys and they were in love with it too. And I think it was one of the first forms of music that I fell in love with, was film music.
Is there a movie in particular?
I think the one that really woke me up, and I remember I was so little, was Lawrence of Arabia.
Wow.
Yeah. And thankfully it was this one, because that is a great example of a theme that you can't get out of your head, and it's played throughout the movie, and then now every time you hear it, it takes you right back to those beautiful shots was it Peter O'Toole in the desert?
Yeah.
That movie's amazing.
Wait, let's play the theme. Let's play a little bit of the theme and take people
Maurice
back there.
Maurice Jarre, I believe, is his name?
Yeah, I love it. Okay, here we go. So that's the theme to Lawrence of Arabia. So that's a really powerful moment when you're a kid, I guess, and stays with you and is evocative. So tell me how that worked its way into the way that you approach composing for film.
Well, I'm very melodic and theme-based, which just like Maurice. And so I was always sort of influenced by that. And I always, as an audience member, I love it when there's a theme that keeps coming back and that you go away from the theater and that you hear 10 years down the line and it takes you right back. So that's what I'm aspiring to. I don't know if I've gotten there, but... And so, like you were saying, when we started this band...
Sorry, you totally have. Like, the Little Miss Sunshine theme is literally playing in my head as you say that. All I hear is... Dun, dun,
see,
dun,
that was a perfect...
Dun, 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 dun.
That was a perfect marriage of what we were trying to do, because we did write a lot of those songs before the film was a reality. And because I was always drawn to this and we had the instruments, we sort of wanted to make our record sound like soundtrack music.
Huh.
That was our aspiration, like being, you know, making a film without a camera. So then it's funny because we put out this record to very little fanfare, mm-hmm. but the director's Little Miss Sunshine happened to hear it one day on a public radio station called KCRW.
Really?
Yeah.
Good on you, KCRW.
Yeah,
cool.
They happened to hear it on a Saturday afternoon show, and they started pursuing the idea, and lo and behold, despite much resistance, they hired us to do the soundtrack.
Wow.
And that was our four-way into film music.
Despite much resistance from you or from...
It was
the machine.
It was, nobody wants to give their movie to over to a unknown rock band to score. Yeah.
Can you pick a scene from the film where you feel like just so proud to have music in that scene, and we'll play a little bit of it?
When they're pushing the van and the little girl gets left behind, mm-hmm. and they pick her up, and then it's like this, it just goes right to music. There's no talking, and you see Alan Arkin, who's one of my favorite actors of all time, goofing off with little Abigail Breslin and
his little girl. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a pretty great moment.
Okay, let's play the scene that you've just described for us, and picture this rolling bus and this amazing moment in the movie Little Miss Sunshine. That's the film scoring work of my guests today here on World Cafe Dvojka. I'm here with band leader and songwriter, lead singer Nick Urata. Their latest record is called This Night Falls Forever. I want to get back to some more live performances that you've recorded for us earlier in the day. The song Angels, which is this great driving song while we're talking about driving and buses and getting places. Tell me a little bit about how this song came to be.
Well, I was always kind of fascinated with that phrase of sleeping the sleep of angels. Mm. And so this kind of relates to, I'm glad you picked up on the driving thing, because the lyrics are they are kind of about being in a band and traveling without any, and being totally untethered. And you know what? The funny thing about that song is it's coming from my point of view as anybody who's had anybody in their charge, as being like the band leader, even though we were driving down this desolate highway with, you know, not sure if the band was going to make it, with maybe $20 in our pocket, I was always the one assuring everybody that it was going to be great and everything was going to be fine, and always trying to lift morale when inside I was dying, you know?
Really?
So that's what this song is about, is when you have to sort of, you know, keep up morale and appearances for those who are depending on you, even when you're dying inside.
That's so beautiful to hear. But before we hear it, I want to know a little bit more about that. Like, does that feeling ever go away? Because I'm also thinking about you, like, you know, it's 7 years since you put out your last record as a band. And I always think about this, like, it's wonderful when people take creative time to get to where they need to get. But then they have these other people that are like, okay, but when are the new songs? Because we're a band. So do you still feel like you're in the van with only $20 and you're like, guys, it's going to be okay. And then inside you're dying.
Yes. I feel that all the time. I mean, I don't feel like I'm dying quite as much, but, but actually when, you know, when you were talking about a few years ago and I had no songs finished and years had gone by, it kept me up at night. I really did worry about it. I'm like the dad of the band, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I'm somewhat responsible for bringing them into this, and I felt terrible that it was taking so long, and that, you know, and I constantly wanted to reassure them that everything was going to be fine. I still do.
So if we are, I'm sorry, this may be a really weird thought to have just had, but I can't help but think about how the spirit of the film Little Miss Sunshine and the idea of that film, this bus scene where a family has a place that they need to go and they're not sure if they're going to get there. And there's a dad character who's like really trying to hold it together and pretend everything's okay, but really everything's falling apart.
That's so true. Yeah.
Right? It's such a weird parallel. But then the thing that I'm curious about is that in that situation, the little girl is the thing that holds the family together and gives them the hope and keeps them going. So what's the little girl character for you in the movie version of Dvojka?
So yeah, that's, I guess the little girl is the spark of inspiration music that, like we were talking about, that, you know, we would finally get to this place that was 1,000 miles away, and all of a sudden we would be amongst friends that we'd never met before, you know, and there'd be music, and it was lovely, you know. So it was for that one hour of bliss that they, so that's probably our muse, our little girl, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think you've arrived there. I think we should say goodbye and let people hear the live performance that you did of the song Angels and be in that room with you and celebrate the arrival, or at least the moment now that we're in, right?
Yes, it is very, I mean, looking back, it is a really auspicious moment for us that these songs actually did end up getting printed onto a record and that we're listening to them now. So, because there's a very fine line between success and failure in writing a song.
Did you succeed? You did, right?
I'll leave it to you.
We can leave it, yeah. Yeah. We can leave it
I'll
in
leave
the
it
air.
To the audience just to decide if we succeeded or not.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good. And we'll let them listen to your live performance of Angels in just a sec. And Nick, I want to say thank you so much for being here. And thank you for all the music that you've made with Dovajka. I really appreciate it and continue to make. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
Sure thing. What a fun band, right? That's Angels performed live by Devotchka off their new album, This Night Falls Forever. Thanks to the whole band and to lead singer Nick Jurata for taking all that time to tell me some stories. Thanks also to our producer, John Myers. I'm Talia Schlanger, and you are listening to The World Cafe.